Hey everyone, welcome to today's DriveCast. My name is Brian Schuler, and I'm one of the campus life pastors at LifePoint Church in Delaware. And today, we're going to talk about the practice of being with God. This is day 5 of our week on prayer, and so far, we've talked about prayer as talking to God and listening to God. But today, we're talking about simply being with God. I know in our culture of busyness and hurry, this spiritual practice can seem super difficult to develop, but if you are persistent in learning how to just spend time being with God, your relationship with God will take on new levels and depths of meaning. Look at 2 Corinthians 3:18. It says, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit." This verse, just look at it. It's so amazing. It says our faces are unveiled. A few verses before this in 2 Corinthians 3:15 and 16, Paul says a veil lies over the hearts of people who do not know Christ. In other words, this veil symbolizes spiritual blindness, and Christ removes the veil over our faces, opening up our eyes to behold the true glory of God. Now, when we're made new in salvation, we come to know God personally and to see His glory. Specifically, God's glory is revealed in Jesus Christ's crucifixion. When Christ died for us on that cross, He paid for our sins, and this shows us that God is a God who atones. In other words, He brings us into a right relationship with Him by taking on to Himself the sins of the world. As Isaiah 53 says, Christ took our pain, our suffering, and our transgressions and iniquities all upon Himself, and it is this act that reveals to us the perfect love that the Father has for us. And this is what Paul is getting at in 2 Corinthians 3:18. When we come to know Christ, we come to see the true glory of God, and this is something that changes us day after day. Think about it this way. Imagine you're at the beach, and it's about to be sunset. You watch as the sun dips closer to the horizon, and a beautiful array of colors begins to play off the clouds drifting by. Surrounded by the calming, crashing waves, the salty sea breeze, and the distant cry of seagulls soaring over the waters, a deep sense of peace begins to settle on you. The longer you look at that sunset, as a bright orange sunlit sky slowly turns to a warm amber and then eventually to dark red, you begin to relax. And the stress of the day and the tension in your neck and in your shoulders begins to slip away. In that moment, you see the beauty of this world and the beauty of the Creator of this world, and you're changed. The same thing applies to being with God. When we fill our thoughts with God and the things of God, we are changed. This is called contemplation. Contemplation is the loving and attentive gaze of our souls upon the beauty, the glory, and the love of God. Such an experience of God never leaves us the same. It purifies us, and it leads us to grow closer to being like Christ, or as Paul says, to be transformed into the image of God from one degree of glory to another. It also helps fill our lives with the fruit of the Holy Spirit, including love, joy, and peace. Now, being with God or contemplation does not have any specific agenda other than experiencing the loving presence of God. One great way to incorporate this into our lives is by setting aside a few minutes every morning to practice being with God. This can be when you just get up, when you're drinking your morning coffee, or when you're about to have your daily devotional or time of prayer. It could also be on your drive to work every day. You can start off small with just 3 minutes of being with God every day. And over time, you're going to start being comfortable with this type of prayer, and you'll find yourself spending more and more time sitting in the presence of God and feeling His love. God really loves you. He does. And oftentimes, though, we can be deceived by the lies of the enemy. These lies tell us that God is disappointed in us or that God doesn't really care about us. But God loves us so much that He sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. Through Jesus, God forgives us of our sin, and He holds us in His loving embrace, and He never lets go. What this means is that God will always love you. So I want to encourage you, as this DriveCast comes to a close, spend a few minutes right now just being with God. One simple practice to do if you find yourself struggling to focus your mind on God or on Christ is to repeat a short biblical prayer, something like, "Father God, thank You for loving me." This type of prayer can help our minds and our emotions stay focused on God's love. So wherever you are, spend the next few minutes contemplating and receiving God's love. And if needed, say this prayer, "Father God, thank You for loving me."